You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're going to be talking about being proactive in our life, really putting ourselves out there, taking that next step. And so think about in your life, what are you striving for? What do you want to achieve? And let's do that together. Let's take that step. And it's all about being proactive. What plan of action do we need to put in place for you? Also, we're going to be taking your calls. Again, that's 800-333-0001. Make sure you check in with us. We have callers already standing by, so we'll get you in. Also, we're going to have our inspirational guest coming up shortly. Her name is Christine Greer. She's going to be talking about overcoming ovarian cancer. But she had to get very proactive because she did surgery without being put under. She was awake for the whole thing. She's going to tell that story, and it's very inspiring. You want to learn a lot from her. Also, if you want to hear today's show again, we want to make sure that you're supported all throughout the week. Go to livingfullout.com. All the episodes will be waiting there for you. Or if you have Alexa, you can check out by going to Living Full Out Radio there. Or go to your app store. Just look for Living Full Out Radio, and you can keep us motivating you on the go. And lastly, we are always looking for inspirational stories, and you might just be a great guest to inspire our audience. If so, reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Again, connect@livingfullout.com, and we'll take in your story, and we'd love to have you on the show. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, my name is George, and I want to motivate my team right here. What is a good encouragement motivator for the team?
Ooh, good question. So are you the owner or are you the manager?
I'm the store manager of one of the optical stores.
Got it. Okay. And are you finding right now that there's a lack of motivation? It's kind of stagnant?
Yeah, maybe due to the holiday season coming up, they're getting like a little bit too tired.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to raise my hand, right? Because we all feel that. Here's what you want to do. You want to try to personalize as much as you can the relationships that you have with your employees. Really cheer them on, not just at work, but in life. And obviously, there's a fine line between being too personal. You want to keep it professional. But at the same time, really taking a stand that they thrive not just in the workplace, but with all their other endeavors. So, for example, let's just say there's a receptionist, right, who answers the phones. Mm-hmm. You might say to that person, I just have to say, your voice is so friendly, and we are so lucky to have you. Just have some sort of a meaningful comment that validates her position or his position and that they're doing a good job. That might be in one conversation. Then on another day, you might say, so, what are you doing this weekend? Or, you know, how was your weekend? What did you do? See if you can get one nugget of something that they will share with you. And maybe they'll say, oh, I went to a barbecue. Maybe they'll say, oh, I'm taking piano lessons. Great. You know, cheer them on in, you know, building those relationships or learning that new hobby. And then that way, when you take in these little nuggets of their life, you're able to go back later on and ask them about it, and just keep them motivated. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then also just being aware of how they interact with, you know, clients, and again, if they have a positive tone, or if they treated somebody with great care, every time you can acknowledge them, that will just win them over as well. Not that you're trying to do that, but you're trying to convey to them, hey, listen, we're so happy and proud to have you. But if you do that, I know that that level of stagnant part that's going on right now within your office, that will be boosted up, and you'll feel that energy switch. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Okay, love it. And it's all about being proactive. I'm so glad that that caller shared with us his desires to motivate his team, because it all starts with us. We all have the ability to turn to someone in our life and make them feel good or cheer them on. So I hope he does that and definitely calls back in to keep us updated. Now I'm getting word from our producer that we have another caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a college student and it's midterm exam week. I'm really stressed out because I have several exams back to back. How do you think I should handle everything?
Ugh, yuck, right? Ugh, so stressful. So first of all, I have a question for you. Are you getting enough sleep, truthfully?
Honestly, not really.
Not really. And would you say that you're more of a morning person or a night owl?
I think I'm more of a night owl.
More of a night owl. Okay. So you want to consider balancing your time in a way that you get enough rest. So if you're up all night studying or pretty late, then you want to make sure that you are able to sleep in just enough so that you feel rested, that you feel that you're able to focus. If you have to get up early because you do have a class, then you want to budget in naps. Now, here's the key about naps, okay? You don't want to nap longer than 20 minutes, 30 at the max, okay? Because then you're going to go too deep into sleep and you're going to want to sleep longer. You just want to rest your eyes and have that kind of quick fix. So make sure you set your alarm and then bounce up, if you can, from that nap. Secondly, how are you eating? Are you eating junk food?
Kind of. It's college, so I'm just trying to eat what I can.
Okay. But think about the foods that you eat, right? Because, well, that burger may seem tasty when it first goes down. Sometimes it is. I'm not saying you can't have a burger. But mm-hmm. but sometimes afterwards, we just feel sluggish. Like, ugh, now I'm too tired to study, right? So you want to make sure that what you're eating supports you as well, making sure that you have small meals all throughout the day. You know, grab things and put them in your backpack, some trail mix, a banana. You know, eat once an hour, have a snack if you need to, just to keep that level of energy up. You know, making sure that you drink caffeine at the right times. Like, you don't want to drink caffeine too close to when you might need to sleep. Just kind of balancing all that. And then most of all, you want to make sure beyond today calling into the show that you have other people to turn to kind of have the sounding boards, just to kind of get the anxiety out of your mind. Do you have one or two people that you can turn to?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, have you turned to them?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm stressed out, I call them.
Okay, and are you feeling on a level of stressed out today, 10 being most stressed, 1 being least stressed, where are you at?
Right now I'm at a 3.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you go back into the week and you're right up against those midterms and you're at a level 9, that's when you want to call that friend, that somebody who can make you laugh or somebody who can comfort you or remind you that you got this, right? You're going to get an A, you're going to do well. And if you do all those things, I know you're going to do great, okay? The good news is it's already all inside you. You know all this. You just have to remind yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang in there. Okay. I'd love that she called in, because how proactive is that, right? She didn't want to wait till she was a level 10 to call in and get support. She knows it's coming. She knows these looming tests are around the corner, and she wants to go into it strong. I admire that. I think that's great. And in life, we want to think about, you know, what are those pitfalls? What are those ways in which we might sabotage ourselves? Procrastinating is one of them, right? We've all done it. I've done it. You wait till the 11th hour to finish a project or study for a test, and then you're in stress mode, and then you're drinking too much caffeine, or you're eating all the wrong things, and you're getting no sleep. And what happens then? You burn out. So about being proactive is allowing yourself to breathe, to space things out so you don't burn out. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm perfect, because I am notorious for that 11th hour action. But I've also learned over the years that I need to relax and take a break, and so do you. So think about spacing out your schedule. Think about giving yourself moments in the day where you can take those 20-minute naps, eat the right things. That's all about being proactive and living your life full out. So I want to make sure you stay with us because our next guest, Christine Greer, her story on survival of ovarian cancer, it is one that's not just inspiring, but will give you great ideas for how you can stay healthy and strong. So stay with us. This is the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Soleri, and we'll come right back after this break.
Like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information, too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about being proactive in life, really taking initiative to get over that hurdle or challenge. Now, our inspirational guest today, she is no stranger to being proactive. She had to be after being diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And I'm going to let her share her story because she wasn't just proactive. She was a fighter. She wasn't going to give up. She was going to not let cancer command her life. So let's bring on Christine Greer to the show. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. So nice to have you on. Now, can you educate our audience for us? What is ovarian cancer before we jump into your story?
Well, sure. So ovarian cancer is just that. It's cancer of the ovaries too. And it's a very deadly cancer. It's something that is kind of a silent cancer in some ways. The symptoms can be so subtle that it's often missed, when you go to your doctor with some symptoms, because the symptoms themselves are just so subtle, things that women have on a regular basis. So it's an easy cancer to miss, and then it's diagnosed at a late stage most of the time.
So in that it's such an easy cancer to miss, how were you diagnosed?
So I was diagnosed 17 years ago at a late stage. Most women are diagnosed at stage 3 or 4. And I was just going in for an annual exam. I had no symptoms. I almost canceled that annual exam, but at the last minute I thought, no, I need to go. So upon examination, my doctor felt some type of a mass in my lower abdomen, and she said, it's probably nothing but just a simple fluid-filled cyst, but let's check. So after an ultrasound, it revealed just what she said, a simple fluid-filled grapefruit-sized cyst. She recommended that I wait a month and have the test repeated. She said, these cysts often just go away. So after a month, I had that test repeated, and that's when she called me, left a message on my phone recorder saying, call me right away. Well, my heart just about stopped. I called her. She said, come into the office right away. I don't like this last ultrasound. So I went in, and that's when my found out my cyst had changed and it had grown, and it became the size of a football, and the outside cell structure changed and it looked malignant. So at 41 years old, my ovarian cancer journey began.
My mom had breast cancer. My dad, and she survived. My dad passed away from lung cancer, and I've had other family members and friends too. My heart hurts for those who hear the words, you have cancer. And what was that moment like for you?
Oh, well, it wasn't confirmed until after surgery, and it's a major surgery, having what's called a debulking, where they remove as much cancer as they can, your uterus, ovaries, etc. And I had to stay awake for that surgery because of my rare disease and the complications with anesthesia. So I remember vividly when I heard those words, I wasn't groggy at all. I was in it was right after surgery. I was in post-surgery, and my doctor brought my husband in, and she told us together, she said, you have cancer. And it's more than a sock in the gut. And my life just flashed before me. I thought, oh my God, I heard those three words. You have cancer.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Yeah, and it's still scary. But the interesting thing about you is you were proactive, even though you had a lot of things stacked against you because of your other health condition. You were unable to do the normal treatments. So,
right,
what was the next step for you in trying to heal from this?
Well, I was treated at Mayo Clinic by a brilliant, caring GYN oncologist. And I just want to mention that particular specialty is crucial and necessary if a woman is diagnosed with a gynecologic cancer. Go to a gynecologic oncologist. But I needed to figure out how to live. I'd always been a positive person and pretty healthy in most ways, exercised, but I sat down and literally made a list of how I was going to live. I started eating organic, became vegetarian. I exercised more. I didn't want to be around toxic people. I chose not to watch the news. I really just wanted to be around positive things. And I really do believe that, our thoughts can become our reality. And so I thought, I just need to believe I'm going to make it. Every morning I would look in the mirror and say, you are cancer-free. Now, I know they didn't get all the cancer, but I was telling my body what to do. And I thought, there is no way I cannot leave my family. I need to make it, and then I will do something with this very scary experience, and I'll turn this trial into some kind of a treasure and help others.
Now, why were you unable to use like radiation or any of those other normal cancer treatments?
There was still some cancer around my colon. And I literally, I'm not kidding, I begged for radiation and was told that it would damage my colon too much. So we couldn't go that route. I was very disappointed. I was grasping for anything medically.
You were checking every box of anything and everything you could do.
Yeah, because dying wasn't an option in my book.
Mm-hmm. And so as time went along, when was your next follow-up and what did those results show?
I went to the doctor, I believe, every 3 months for about 3 years. And that consisted of a CAT scan, two CAT scans, a CA125 blood test, which is like a tumor marker blood test for ovarian cancer. It's not very effective, but it's all we have, as well as a full exam. And my scans were not showing any more cancer. They would call it NED, no evidence of disease. And
wow.
I just hoped and prayed that it would stay that way because ovarian cancer has a very high recurrence rate. My doctor at Mayo Clinic was my champion. She kept saying, I'm right here with you. We are a team. Oh. We're going to do this. She believed in me and she was so positive as well.
Well, Christine, I want to pause here in your story because I think that is crucial that you have a doctor that is that cheerleader for you. And we got to take a quick commercial break. So I want to come right back to your story here shortly. So stay with us. And everybody, this is the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Soleri. And today we're talking about being proactive in your life. So think about where in your life you need to up the ante, where you need to become more focused. And let's do that together. We'll be right back after this break.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back to the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Soleri, and today we're talking about being proactive in life and taking that initiative and being resourceful. And our inspirational guest today, Christine Greer, she really had to do all of that and more to be able to survive ovarian cancer. So I'd very much like to welcome Christine back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, in our last segment, we were talking about kind of the bucket list of items that you were going to do to stay healthy and really survive this cancer, and the support of your doctor and how much that meant to you. But the great thing is, you are here with us today. That mind over matter really did work. But how do you kind of square that circle? Because I know so many don't make it.
Exactly. And I have to say, I do struggle sometimes with survivor guilt. I help mentor other women and through their ovarian cancer journey. And I often ask myself, well, how did I get so lucky? Why am I still here? And I've said goodbye to so many women who have died of ovarian cancer. I don't know the answer, Nancy, except I feel like I'm a miracle, and I need to do something with this experience because I'm so blessed to be alive.
Well, and you did get proactive. You started Charlene's Light. And can you share with us how that started and why?
Sure. So several years, or I should say about 7 years after my diagnosis, a friend of mine was diagnosed with ovarian cancer stage 3 as well, and her name was Charlene. And we both talked about, my gosh, you know, neither of us really knew much about ovarian cancer before our diagnosis. And if we don't know, there are so many women who don't know. We need to do something about this, educate the community, and, you know, try to raise funds for ovarian cancer research. There is no early detection test. So Charlene, sadly, was getting worse and worse. Her cancer was taking over. And I decided to start a foundation in her honor. We named it Charlene's Light because she was such a light, such a beautiful, bright light. So this was started actually about 2 weeks before she died. And I shared it with her. You know, I want to do this. I want to do it in your honor and memory. And I am going to continue to educate the public about this very difficult disease. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did, and patients and families.
Yeah, I mean, you've gone on to coach other women and educate, mm-hmm. and when you take a situation like you had, where you survived, and you had a friend who wasn't, I think you made the best of that moment, that friendship, that it kind of birthed Charlene's Light, really. And it went on to do great things. So we're so proud of you for doing that.
Now, thank you.
With any endeavor, though, and this is another kind of hard note that we all need to think about, in life we get busy. You know, we take on obligations or commitments, and we become doers. And you're a doer. You're a proactive doer. You are going to save women from ovarian cancer. But you shared with me recently that, you know, years later now, you're confronted with another health condition, and you really had to kind of assess your life again. And did you want to be this busy? Can you share with us about your recent kind of crossroad with that?
Sure. So I have had a disease my whole life called mastocytosis. It's a very rare disease. I need to pace myself. I need to take really good care of myself so this disease doesn't progress, get worse. It reacts to stress. So here I'm running this foundation. We were 100% volunteer. So that means that, you know, I have a lot of work, a lot of responsibility on my shoulders. And about 2 years ago, I was getting sicker. My mastocytosis was acting up, which means I just had an increase in bone pain, rashes all the time, hives, stomach issues, headaches, and I'd get these bouts of fatigue where I literally had to stop what I was doing and lay down. And my doctor who treats me for this disease said, you know, you need to maybe make some changes in your life. The numbers are getting worse with your disease. So I was also in contact with the Minnesota Ovarian Cancer Alliance, or nicknamed MOCA. It's the other ovarian cancer foundation in Minnesota. And we would talk occasionally about what we're each doing in our foundations. And we both had such a passion for, the same thing, which is, you know, to save lives and raise money for research and an early detection test. And several times the executive director, Kathleen Gavin, whom I have such respect for, asked me if I would consider merging with Minnesota Ovarian Cancer Alliance. And a few times I thought about it and thought, no, I can't do that. I started this foundation in Charlene's memory. How can I do that to Charlene and her family? Then I thought, wait a minute, I have to practice what I preach. I need to take better care of myself. If merging the two foundations together helps me with my disease, I think I need to really consider this. So it was an emotional decision. But I knew it was the right decision. And so last year, Charlene's Light and MOCA merged, and it has been a blessing. It is a phenomenal organization. I have great support in the areas of, you know, what I want to do, which is my big fundraiser each year with Charlene's Light was called Light Duluth Teal. We lit major things in Duluth, the landmarks teal, the area lift bridge, Anger Tower.
Sounds pretty.
It was beautiful. So this has been a wonderful, wonderful decision.
Well, and the thing is, the reason why I'm so glad that you touched on this, I mean, between having ovarian cancer and this very rare other condition, it's so much. But at the same time, the whispers, you know, we get these whispers and they become louder and louder and louder. And then finally it's shouting at you that you need to take a break. And I'm glad that you finally heard that. But I also know it was hard to give up. And for our audience listening today, if they feel that they're on this hamster wheel and they can't get off of it, and if they do, then it means that they failed or that they didn't achieve what they should have. Because you had all those same voices in your head.
Right.
What would you tell them?
Oh, I would tell them, you know, take a chance. If you've been working hard at something and you have that passion, you know, also listen to your voice inside that's saying, hey, I'm not feeling well. I need to take care of myself. I need to practice what I preach. And it's not failing, not by any means. It's being smart. Mm-hmm. Because I decided, hey, if I get sicker, what good am I to this whole cause? I won't be able to help other women.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, cancers can come back, and especially ovarian cancer has a high risk of coming back. So I'm sure that's been in the back of your mind for years, every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every minute of every day.
Mm-hmm. It's there. I'm very aware of it. I have, you know, I've certainly got to know many friends or women with ovarian cancer and become friends. And I've seen women deal with recurrences, and it's a struggle. And so I cross my fingers all the time and pray that mine never recurs. I'm here still. I want to be an inspiration to others. I want to be a light mm-hmm. for others. And the cancer is not going to silence my voice. I'm just going to continue to shout about this beast from the mountaintop and get the word out there and hopefully save lives.
And what is your relation today to the word cancer? Is that a scary word? Is it in big, bold, bright letters like it used to be?
Well, exactly. It used to be all big, capital letters, and not anymore. I now see it in small letters. I'm in charge. Cancer is not this huge, powerful thing over my life anymore. I feel like I'm calling the shots, and I hope it stays that way. But it is not going to tell me what to do anymore. I am going to live inspired and do what I can to help other women. And, you know, I've weathered some storms, but I still find the courage to grow and to smile every day and to say, I'm going to try to make a difference.
You know, I love that. And as we close up this interview today, we're talking about being proactive in life. And so just some final words of encouragement to our audience, because like you said, you've weathered storms, cancer, your ongoing other condition, you know, balancing and working that foundation and growing it. I mean, you've done it, girl, plus your family. But for others who are balancing maybe different challenges or, mm-hmm. you know, feel as though they're on that hamster wheel or whatever it may be, what advice do you have for them in becoming proactive or getting proactive?
Wow, that's a great question. All I can say is, you know, sometimes we can search and search for our purpose and we're on this hamster wheel. And suddenly, sometimes our purpose finds us. I don't know how else to explain that, but sometimes...
You know what? That
something
is beautiful.
Up.
That's beautiful. Sometimes our purpose finds us. And unless you're able to release those responsibilities or release mm-hmm. those fears, we can't be open. And so, gosh, you are now that light. You started Charlene's light, but now Christine's light is getting brighter. I mean, I'm blinded by your light, girl. Literally. you are amazing.
Thank you. I just want to help others and hopefully save some lives. Ovarian cancer is a very scary cancer.
Well, thank you so much for sharing today your story, and thank you, and we'll keep thinking and praying for you, and so keep doing your thing, stay proactive, and thank you for being on the show. Okay, thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
And for everybody listening today, it is never too late to be proactive in your life. Just think about what it is that you want to achieve and what you need to do to get there. It's all about living your life full out. We're going to be coming right back after this break, taking your calls. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. And stay with us. Let's get proactive.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, voice lady, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay. Enroll,
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
To be proactive in life, it starts with confidence. You want to quiet those voices in your head that something won't work out or it shouldn't work out. And you want to tell yourself it will, it can. And then put together a plan of action, the support that you need, the resources, so that you can achieve your goals. Being proactive doesn't just have to be a fleeting thought. It's real and it's right in your hands.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And we've been talking about being proactive in life. And sometimes it's easier said than done. Sometimes we just don't know where to begin. And that's why I applaud everybody who calls into the show when they do, or turning to a friend or someone that you're close to as that sounding board, someone who can be empathetic or help you find a solution. It's important to always know that we are not alone. That is the first step in being proactive in overcoming any challenge. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi there. Thank you for calling in. How can we help you today?
I just had a question kind of about a guy, I guess. I'm nervous to ask him the status of our relationship, and I don't know how to ask or bring it up without making it awkward or weird or anything like that.
You know what? Gosh, I've so been there so many times. Those butterflies, those awkward moments, those what will he or she say moments. And first of all, I really want you to cherish this time, because this is one of the best moments, that like living on the edge. You don't know what that person's going to say. It's scary, but it's also so exciting. Yeah. And when we think about living full out in life, we think about these moments, these roller coaster moments. Now, aside from that, there's that what if game, right? What if you say nothing and you stay friends? You'll always wonder what it could have been if you had just said something. Because what if they find somebody else, right? Then there's the, well, what if I say something and they reject me, or they say no, then what, right? And it's really a debate, but at the same time, you have to think about which pain would be worse. Would it be worse to always wonder what it could have been, and maybe to let that person not know, but then they go on to meet someone else and you always wonder, gosh, I wish I had said something? Or is it worse to say, you know what, this is how I feel about you, and I think you feel the same way. How do you feel? Because you can always step back and go back to friends. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just nervous that if I say something, then it will be awkward, and then we'll drift apart from that awkwardness.
Well, I think you have to trust the friendship. Do you have a pretty good friendship?
Yeah, definitely.
You have some good memories under your belt. You're there for each other. I think you have to trust that. And, you know, in my life, when I've dated people, and for one reason or another, it just wasn't the right match, the chemistry wasn't there, or maybe after multiple conversations, I found that we were just different, whether it be politically, religiously, motivationally, whatever it is, right? We're just different. I was able to pull it back and become friends by just having a little bit of distance, but again, going back into friend mode. It's really hard to reject a friend who you like. And if this person likes you and admires you as a friend like you do them, I don't think they're going to kick you to the curb. I think they're going to keep you. There may just be a little bit of time where you need distance, but do you also have common friends together? Like there's kind of like a group of you that go out, or is it just the two of you?
Pretty much just the two of us.
Just the two of you. Okay. Well, again, I would trust it. And here's what I would say. I would turn to that person and I would say, you have so many great qualities. And in fact, I'm going to admit something to you. I really enjoy being with you. And I think you feel the same way. And I just wanted to check in to see if I'm reading the wrong signs or what. And then stop talking. Let them talk. The problem is when we go and we have this conversation, we say too much. Kind of like word vomit. Blah. It comes out of our mouth. We say too much, right? Say what you want to say. Make it short. Make it sweet. Get it out there. But then stop talking. And let them talk. Let them either confess their love back to you. Let them kind of have that moment where they have to choose the right words if they're going to convert it back to a friendship. But if you say too much, you're going to take away the opportunity for them to really disclose how they feel. Do you get that?
Yep.
Okay. And I personally say go for it. Life is too short. And I don't want you to look back going, gosh, I wish I had done it. It's better to do it and to know that you tried than to have never tried at all. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
Okay. You got it. Thank you so much for calling in. And for everybody listening today, just like that caller, it's about being proactive, having that conversation, putting yourself out there. Life is meant to be lived. So go out there. Give it all. Give it your best. Put your heart on the line. Why not? Because you know what? You might end up winning big. And most of all, living full out is not done in a snap. It takes a lifetime to achieve. So be patient. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the moments. Most of all, here's to you living your life full out. We will be seeing you on the next show. Our entire Living Full Out family is dedicated to supporting you. Go to livingfullout.com to hear this show again or check us out on Alexa or the app stores. And most of all, I believe in you and I will look forward to seeing you on the next show. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.